The 2020 legislative session hasn't even begun yet, and already there's a dispute brewing over funding for the University of Hawaii. The disagreement centers on who pays the cost of fringe benefits like healthcare for certain university employees. Around 1,000 positions within UH were authorized by lawmakers, but did not initially have funding for salaries and benefits. In 2005, an unofficial agreement between the university, the legislature, and then-Governor Linda Lingle apparently split the cost. State Senator Donna Mercado Kim, a frequent critic of the university, says she never knew about the deal. That's despite being in the legislature for 20 years, and at one point, chairing the Senate committee that controls the budget.
There's no line item on our budget planning to show this amount of money that we're paying in fringe, and there's nothing formalized.
If the legislature drops its share, the university would need to cover the entire cost. UH President David Lastner says that's akin to a $14 million budget cut.
It would be saying the university has to pay the fringe on these legislatively authorized positions, even though the legislature isn't providing the general funds for them.
The funding covers benefits for around 10% of the university's workforce. For Hawaii Public Radio, I'm Ryan Finnerty.